Daylight come and go. Thank you.
I'll just thank God I didn't bring home any of my friends.
Oh, me too.
Ben!
I'm not ashamed of you at all, Dad.
Thank you.
Stinky Sullivan's dad placed a star-spangled banner on his armpit. And Mom, you're looking especially lovely this afternoon.
Why, thank you, Benjamin.
Boy, what a lucky guy I am to have such a beautiful mom and a musical dad.
Well, I think we're the lucky parents, Ben, because we have a son who says such nice things about it, and not because he's trying to butter us up or something, but just because he cares, right?
Excuse me a minute. Don't go away.
What would you like to hear next? Come, Mrs. Tallyman.
Mike, your scam didn't work.
How could it not work?
I didn't even get to finish the buttering up stuff. Dad cut me off with one of those looks of his where he squints his eyes.
Are you sure you didn't mention anything about wanting the new bike?
No, I never got that far. What'll I do now?
Well, you buff that fender while I think.
Anything, Mike. I gotta have that bike. Got to. It's so cool.
Okay, all right, just take it easy. You missed a spot there.
Oh, sorry.
Fine, just watch what you're doing. Okay, now the first thing we gotta work on is the sincerity of your delivery.
Sincerity?
Yeah, see, sincerity is the most important thing parents look for in their kids. If you can't fake that, you're dead meat. Ben, you gotta rub harder than that, right? How can I teach you something that complicated if you can't even buff my car?
Oh, I can. I'll prove it. Mike, you gotta help me. You're so slick. You can con people into doing anything, even if they don't want to, and they don't even know it.
Don't forget the chrome.
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another.
Well, you were telling us what great parents we were, and then you said, oh, excuse me a minute, and you left.
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
Well, I want to talk to you about all this screaming business. You're getting far too old for it.
Then tell Mike to keep away from me.
What did Mike do?
Well, he acted like he was going to help me, but all he wanted me to do was wax his stupid car.
Well, help you do what?
He was showing me how to get you guys to buy me a new... Excuse me a minute. I gotta go to the bathroom or something.
Ben, can't you go soak in your own room?
Hmm.
Okay, what is it?
Well, see, there's this really rad new bike called the Sidewalk Screamer, and I just gotta have it, but I know if I ask Mom or Dad for it, they'll say I already got a bike, even though it's old and pukey. So I went to Mike for advice, and he told me this really neat way to ask him for it, and when I tried it didn't work. So I went back to Mike, and all he did was con me into waxing his car.
You went to Mike for help?
What's wrong with that?
He's a slime ball.
Hey, he's the neatest guy on earth and he knows everything.
I thought you were mad at him.
Oh, yeah. I don't like him so much. How come he treats me like this?
Hey, Ben, I figured out the perfect way for you to get that new bike.
Yeah, really? What?
And I just might tell you if you come finish that wax job.
What a slime ball. Carol, I don't have a choice.
Ben, sure you do. Now, come on. Don't let him do this to you. It's sheer folly.
Carol, if Mike doesn't help me, who will?
I will.
You? What do you know? You're a girl.
Gotten to you just in time. Ben, you know, Mike is not the only one in this family who knows how to deal with Mom and Dad. Who in this house can stay up as late as she wants?
Mom.
Me, Ben, me. And I can go out on school night and I never, ever get punished.
That's because you're perfect, Carol. I can't use that. They're on to me.
Well, fine then, okay? Fine. Just go get taken by Mike, okay?
Okay, what do you got? Mom, Dad, I have a confession to make.
Oh?
Well, you remember how I told you you were beautiful and you were musical? I was lying. I was just buttering you up to ask you for something. Sheer folly.
Sheer folly?
Sit down, Ben.
I just wanted to apologize for getting so excited about this great new bike that even Chris Kuzman's dad got him. Sometimes I don't know what gets into me. I've probably been hanging around Mike too much.
Honey, if you'd just come in here and told us that you wanted a new bike, we would have...
Fainted. I'm kidding about fainting. Sort of kidding.
How much is this bike?
$120.
For a bike?
Well, what I'd really like to know is, if I were to work real hard and save every penny, would I have your permission to buy that bike myself?
Well, of course, Pumpkin.
Absolutely. We thought you meant for us to buy it for you.
Thanks, Mom.
And honey, if you can manage to save half of that, $60, we'll pay for the other half.
You will? We will?
Hey, Ben! Ben!
He's busy!
Well, he better not be. That wax starts so hard and he's gonna have one heck of a time getting a decent shine.
It's not your personal lackey.
Oh?
Do you know what lackey means?
Of course. Let's hear what you think it means.
Slave.
That's pretty close to my definition.
Yeah, right.
And for your information, I don't think of Ben as my slave. We just help each other out. It's part of a brother bonding thing that is very beautiful.
Carol, it worked perfect.
Oh, I told you it would.
Wait, what? What worked perfect?
They said everything you said they would.
What's going on?
Okay, here's the rest of my plan.
You know, I don't even care what you guys are saying. I'm just listening out of kindness here.
Whatever you say, Carol.
All right, here's...
Hey!
Oh, hi, Mike.
Carol, I thought you were going to help me with my car, and I was going to help you with your bike.
I don't need your help, Mike.
Oh, no?
No, I helped Ben.
She sure did. And it wasn't like your plan, Mike. It worked. Mom and Dad are going to come up with half the money just like you said they would.
Half of it? Half of it? Huh. Well, so now all you got to do is bust your tail to earn $60 and you're home free. Good plan. Great thinking there, Carol.
Oh, no, you never told me how I'm supposed to make the $60.
Ben, listen to me.
I think he's listened to you just about enough. Now, if you really want this bike, I have some thoughts we can discuss while we buff the car, Ben, buddy.
Really, like, buddy?
You don't need to earn the $60, Ben.
Buff your own stinking car, Mike.
Okay, now for the second part of my plan. Do you think any of your friends would be willing to pay, say, $1 for your old bike?
Heck yeah, who wouldn't?
All right, then all you have to do is sell 60 raffle tickets for $1 apiece, and the winner gets your old bike.
Wow.
Hey, what a great...
What part of my plan was too complicated for you, Mike?
Let's work out the details, Benny.
I'm with you, Carol.
This plan is doomed, Ben. Not only because it's illegal to run a gambling operation in this state if you're not a nun or a priest. Well, fine, go ahead and ignore me. But when Carol's brilliant idea fails, which it will, I know you'll come crawling back to me, Ben. Ben?
Tonight and every night this month, the longest miniseries in the history of television. Set against the sprawling Civil War battlefield of Gettysburg, brother pitted against brother.
But their sister started it. You know, it's amazing, isn't it? After all those years of medical school, your dad is still out there cleaning the kitchen.
No, Dad, it is not my night to do the dishes. It's Carol's. I can prove it. I have a list.
Relax, Mike. Ben already did the dishes.
Oh, for Carol, that figures.
Michael, you're not to take out the trash.
Oh, just perfect, Mom.
Where's your brother and sister?
Oh, upstairs, laughing, joking, talking, sharing.
Well, I can certainly put a stop to that.
Something wrong, Mike?
No, nothing you guys would understand.
Try us.
Hey, do you have any idea what it's like showing the kid the ropes, teaching him how to get by, raising the kid from birth, and then just one day, all of a sudden, you lose control? Suddenly, he just doesn't listen to a word you say.
Well, I don't have a clue. How about you, Maggie?
Benny? Hey, Ben, I thought we could shoot a few hoops, maybe get some ice cream.
Take out the trash.
Hey, Ben?
Don't move, Ben, or I'll stick you.
Oh, no.
Hi, Mike. Ben, don't move. Wait, with all the help I'm giving you on this raffle, does not hurt for you to help me with a little chore of mine. Mike, we're busy. Get out.
Look, Mom and Dad sent me up here to get you. They said it's your turn to take out the trash.
It is not. It was my turn to do the dishes, which I have taken care of.
Look, all I know is they said for you to do it.
All right. Don't move, Ben. I'm not done with that hem.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah, I can't help it. You're cute.
Oh, whoa, Mike.
Hey, Betty, I'm just here to save you.
I'm fine.
You're fine? Ben, don't you see what's happening here? I mean, you pass up a chance to shoot a few hoops, maybe pick out on some ice cream so you can stand here in his dress?
It's a gown.
So that makes it okay? Ben, look, don't you see what's happening? Look, you're becoming Carol's lackey.
What's that?
You don't know what lackey means? Where you been?
In a gown, okay? What's it mean?
Toady, grunt, slave.
Oh, you mean like what you used me for?
Ben, are you kidding me? Have I ever once asked you to wear a dress?
No. I would have.
Ben, come on, man. Don't you see what she's doing to you?
Mike, you can say anything you want, but Carol's getting me a bike.
Uh-huh. Boys' bike or girls?
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. Have fun time shopping. Take your time. I'll keep my eye on Ben and what's his name.
Oh. Carol, come on. I'm dribbling here.
So use your sleeve.
Oh, you think you're real slick with this raffle thing, don't you? But you can just kid yourself that you're doing all this for little Ben. You know, you don't fool me, Carol. I know you're just doing this because for once in your pathetic life, you see a chance to top me.
Oh, sorry, Mike. Were you speaking to me?
You know, I think it's really cruel the way you're using Ben.
Yeah, well, I guess I don't have as much experience in using people as you do.
That's right. I mean, no.
Face it, Ben. You blew it. I told you you were gonna mess up, but did you listen?
What happened? Jody, what did he do?
He just ruined the whole raffle, that's all.
What?
He sold the first two tickets to the Babatz brothers.
So?
So they put the word out, if anybody else buys a ticket, they'll pound them.
So you only sold two tickets?
No, I bought one too. The Babatzes don't scare me.
Julia, you're selling your bike for $3?
$2.50. I got a discount.
Carol, what'll I do? What'll I do?
Yes, Carol. What's the next step in your can't-lose raffle scheme?
This is impossible. I mean, totally and completely. I calculated all the probabilities.
Yeah, right.
I'd be glad to help you, Ben.
You will? Thank you, thank you, thank you.
But first thing we gotta do is get rid of Carol.
Carol who?
Ben!
Your history, Carol. What else?
Hi, kids.
Hi. Mom, Dad!
Oh, no. This is getting good.
I thought you two went shopping.
That's what you were supposed to think. We parked around the corner.
What do you think, we just hang around the kitchen all day playing calypso songs on meat? We know when something's up.
We sure do.
So what is it? Win a bike for a buck? Ben?
Well, you're right, Ben. I think we should just tell him the truth.
Huh?
Yeah, give that a shot.
Well, the truth is that, little Ben here was raffling off his old bike to raise his half of the money for the new bike.
Ben, we expected you to earn that money.
Hey, we all did. But I think that the little guy here knows that what he did was wrong, right, Ben?
Mike!
But this should certainly not go unpunished.
What?
I think that a fitting punishment is for you two fine parents to just call this whole raffle thing off. And you should tell any kid that comes up here that Ben is now raffling off his old bike, and you should give them their money back.
Yes, I'm guilty. I did it. Punish me.
What, Mike or Ben?
I took Mike last time.
Mike, come with me.
What? Mom, I'm an innocent bystander here.
Sure.
I am, Carol. Would you say something?
I have a lot of studying to do.
Carol!
I'm waiting.
She's waiting, Mike.
Oh, fine. But why is it every time something goes wrong in this house, I'm always the one who complains for it?
How many kids do you have to pay back?
3.
You're gonna raffle your bike for $3?
$2.50. I got a discount.
Mike, how many times do we have to cover this? You know Ben worships you. You know he'll follow your lead no matter how stupid or scatterbrained your idea is.
Mom.
Don't you take that tone with me, young man. Raffles are illegal. You could have gotten our little Ben thrown in the slammer.
Mom, first of all, I agree. It was an incredibly stupid idea.
Oh, progress.
But the idea wasn't mine.
Oh, come on, Mike. Ben isn't sophisticated enough to come up with something like this on his own.
I know.
Then whose idea was it?
Carol's.
Ha! Carol Seaver.
Yes.
Mom, I'm going over to Debbie's. I'll probably stay for dinner. In fact, there's a good chance I'll stay overnight.
Bye, sweetheart.
She's getting away!
Mike, you are only making things worse for yourself.
Mom, I tried to talk Ben and Carol out of this all along.
So you expect me to believe that it was Carol's idea that Ben have an illegal raffle and the whole time you were the voice of reason as you tried desperately to convince him that what they were doing was wrong?
I believe I have the right to an attorney.
Ben, that bike cost us $75.
Okay, Seaverhead.
The Babatz boys are here.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Oh, hi, sir. Have you been conducting the raffle?
The raffle's canceled, you dirtbag.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, but hold it, Todd. Wait, Vinny. You know, I think a better punishment for you might be to just go ahead with this raffle and you can just say goodbye to your bike.
What? No, Dad.
As a matter of fact, you can pick the winning ticket, all right? Come on, you'll make some kid very happy.
And the winner is... Number 3.
I won! You're gonna get it, Joey.
Wait a minute now. We don't threaten young ladies here, Vinny.
Say hi, Vinny. I'm Todd.
I don't care. Get out of here.
Jason, we've got someone to talk to.
Oh, come on. You said you'd take Mike this time.
It wasn't Mike. It was Carol.
What?
Yeah, we're all pretty stunned.
Come on.
Not our turn.
Yeah.
Carol Siever?
Yeah. Gee, Jody, I'm pretty glad you won the bike. Because since we're best friends and everything, I know you'll give it back.
Yeah, Ben, right.
I could have warned you about women.
Should have never gone to Carol.
Hey, you're learning.
I only did it because you were abusing me.
How?
Waxing your car, doing your chores, shining your shoes, ironing your...
Okay. Maybe I've learned a lesson here, too.
What?
Maybe the ironing was a little too much.
I kind of like the ironing.
We'll talk.
How am I supposed to get my bike back from Jody?
Well, Ben, I am fairly skilled at handling women.
You'd help me?
Of course, you're my brother.
Yeah, you're right. Who needs Carol?
Yeah, you know, I think she was onto something with this raffle thing, though. She just didn't know how to make it work for her.
I don't get it.
Let me explain it to you, bro. See, although a good idea is important, what really counts is what you do with it. See, you gotta ask yourself, what is it that everyone really wants?
Growing Pains will be right back.
Well, Carol, we just hope that doing kitchen duty for a month will teach you that it's wrong to run scams.
Mom, for the first time in my life, I messed up, got in trouble, and I'm getting severely punished.
Why do you sound so happy?
Well, frankly, I found the whole thing, I don't know, interesting.
Interesting?
Yeah, kind of exciting.
Carol, are you saying...
The planning, the danger, the execution. I guess I know now why Mike finds delinquent behavior so delicious.
You know, Mike has a real capacity to just...
I know.
And Ben...
is on his way.
So if we lose Carol, too...
We're outnumbered.
We better have another baby, quick.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Ben adopts a shady strategy to get a new bike from the Seavers. Coming up next on Family Affair, Uncle Bill tries to teach Jody to make peace, not war.